Yeah, like it's look, there's no question what this fight can do for me and what a win can do for me. You know, coming away victorious here now on next weekend will put me right in that mix again of, you know, world title fight, whether it be a Canelo, whether it be one of the other super middleweight world champions. You know, I have shared the ring with the likes of David Benavidez before and sparring over in LA. Caleb Plant's out there as well at super middleweight. You know, there's a lot of tasty fights at super middleweight for me, you know, but that is all dependent on fight night, you know what I mean? And I'm not looking past Berlanga in any sense. Like this is a world title fight for me because I know what this one can do for me. I know Berlanga is definitely looking at Canelo and he's looking well past me, and you know that's going to play right into my hand. So, you know, I know what this fight can do for my career, where it can put me in my career, but I'm not focusing on that. You know, I'm focusing on myself, and you know, me and the team had a great camp, and we're really focused now on putting the game plan together and putting on a great performance next weekend. Berlanga is going to have to deal with a lot outside of having to deal with myself. You know, he's going to have to deal with new promotional group, the pressure of that. You know, he's going to want to come on. He's going to want to perform for his debut under Matchroom. He's moved back to his, I think, one of his old coaches, and that can be a transition as well. He's been out of the ring for a long time. His last four fights, he hasn't performed very well. You know, it's easy to hype a man up, and it's easy to make Canelo fight sound possible in the public eye and on social media and things like that. But whenever you strip it all back down and put it in black and white, like, you know, Berlanga is like he's nowhere near a Canelo fight yet. You know what I mean? Like his last four performances have been very average. He's been dropped. The decisions have been, you know, could have went either way in one or two of those fights. And as he says, look, he's got a lot of pressure on him. It's his pro day. It's his debut for Matchroom. He's going to want to go on there. He's going to want to put in a great performance. And, you know, he's going to have all this pressure on him and against somebody that he hasn't come close to the level that I'm at fighting before. So it's going to be a good shock for Berlanga next weekend. You know, you've always known that you can go in and the opportunity's there and you have to grab it. I think it's actually taking the pressure off a little bit in terms of, like, you know, a lot of people go in there and some people might think this is correct, but they go in there and they think that, oh, this is it now. Like, I need to grab this or that's it. Like, you know, like, it's another fight. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I've prepared myself better than ever this time around. I've had a great team around me for this last fight and this fight. You know, I've had a great training camp and a great lead up to this fight. So for me, like I've been ready to rock and roll for this one and very excited for it. And it has definitely put me in a great place.